To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Was complete of a 60-minute performance, maybe Texas too, but I mean Georgia's stacking them now, which is why they're the SEC champs.
Kirby said on the show earlier when he was on with Coach Saban and them, special teams.
Yep.
So there's always been a big special teams play in this game. And I'd be damned, they call the punt block. I don't know who this damn kid is.
I never seen him.
But he goes in, blocks the damn punt, and we're off to the race.
And the cool thing was is that he noticed he was going to get there in time, and instead of diving and taking the punter out, he got to where the ball was going to be and didn't even hit him. Because a lot of people dive right at the punter and maybe you get a penalty called. He noticed that he was going to get there in time and got his hands out where the ball was going to get kicked, because which is brilliant.
You go down to block punts, you go up to block kicks. And I'm telling you, if he doesn't get it, Roderick's going to get it.
Yeah, right.
Both those guys are coming clean. If he didn't get it, Roderick was going to get it, man. And that was the game right there. That was a momentum play that you needed. And Georgia didn't look back from that point on, man. And I thought just defensively how they were just tackling. Now, Alabama had some weird calls. That first third down call where he tried to behind the line reverse. Not against us, dude. No, we're flying.
I know.
We're flying and hitting people, man. And
they're doing a lot of cute stuff against the defense.
Really cutesy stuff, man. And then they did a good job of not frustrating, but showing Simpson bad looks, different looks. They were in receivers' hip pockets. And, you know, and then offensively, they were efficient. Gunner, obviously, he wins the SEC MVP. It's just efficient. He needs, for us to get to where we need some more downfield plays. But I think overall, and I love me some Dylan Bell. I saw him when me and the family were up there and everything. I went and spoke to him. I said, boy, you representing that 86. He's just a football – what Schlero called football playing Jesse.
Yeah, he is.
That's what he is, man. Just a football playing Jesse.
Just get him the ball. Throw it to him, hand it to him,
and
whatever.
And he's going to make something happen with it. Obviously, we talked about the play calls, both the touchdown run by freaking Nate Frazier. Mm. Just the play design with Humphreys coming up being the lead blocker. I mean, just like Bo was in his bag on Saturday afternoon. And, Georgia back-to-back. I know that people will try to downplay it. It means a hell of a lot to the people in Athens. It means a hell of a lot to this dude.
I don't
give a damn what nobody say.
They won back-to-back SEC championships.
I don't give a damn what nobody say. Now, it's a different rule around the house now because Samson, obviously my son, he's like, hey, Dad, you got us our shirts. I was like, we don't buy SEC championship shirts no more, though.
All right.
We're all about the natty shirts.
There
we got
you
plenty
go.
Of SEC championship shirts.
Yeah.
We want the national title shirts, and we'll get plenty of those. Just like
we also have plenty of those.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that when the time comes, man. But I was so excited watching that game and watching them thoroughly kick Alabama's ass.
Yeah, they played great. Yeah. Kind of what happens with good teams is, especially good teams that have. Whether you want to call it flaws or youth or whatever it is, because Georgia certainly had some issues early in the year. But it was all like, when you watched it, it was all pretty explainable.
Yeah.
It was like, well, those guys just haven't done it
before. They haven't done it.
And they're going against some of the best offenses in the country. Maybe these lumps they're taking right now, but I mean, also they're winning the game somehow.
Right.
They were finding these magical fourth quarter ways to win all these games so you can learn and also, you know, remain either undefeated or keep a great record. And then they grew from it. And the defense over the last month and a half, has looked much more like a traditional Kirby Smart defense.
Yes.
They're hitting people. They're causing turnovers. They're finally getting to the quarterback more consistently.
Three sacks.
Like Quintavious Johnson, who was close a lot in the first half of the year, is getting there now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, now, I mean, it's
Ellis is playing like the guy who when
yeah, the know, big five-star
yeah,
coming in.
He's yep. playing like yep. it now, man. Yep. So, yeah, very encouraging. Hopefully everybody gets healthy and all those different things. Yeah, but I was again, so excited to watch that game.
It's also, I mean, you think about it a little bit going into the weekend, knowing Georgia's playing at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday night and the Falcons are playing there on Sunday, and just how opposite their seasons are, how opposites their programs are,
right.
how everything that sort of exists in Athens is the antithesis to what happens with the Falcons.
Yes.
The game's played out opposite.
Yes.
Like, Georgia turned the game on yes. a special teams play.
Yes.
And then capitalized on that by creating a turnover.
Yes.
The Falcons let the game get out of hand by blowing a special teams coverage and then turning the ball over on the next play.
Yeah.
The Georgia clinched their spot in the playoff and won the SEC title game yes. on Saturday.
Yes.
The Falcons clinched that their season is not going to end in the playoffs yep. for the eighth consecutive year. Like, they're the bizarro version of each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, how could – I don't know. Like, the Falcons don't have to be that awful
right.
and that pathetic, but they are.
Yeah,
they truly are.
Yeah, man. You want to
it's
talk,
insane.
You want to talk
– Every Sunday is another new low.
It was crazy because, you know, I went and met my man J.Y. and Emmanuel. We went over to Rocky Patel Burn over at the Battery, had some cigars and lunch and drinks and stuff. And so I'm watching the game. I was like, okay, it's tied up. And so I get up to go to the restroom, and I come back, and he's returning the damn kick for a touchdown. Andy.
Kick it to the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean –
Why kick it to him?
Why kick it to
him? You can't tackle him.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a cluster of just – I mean, you get a block field goal.
Oh, right. They also blocked a field goal in the first half.
Block a field goal.
Right.
Get return kick. I mean, this is – I think I was probably on a team with the worst special teams I've ever seen. This is right up there.
Are they worse than you guys?
Like, we just gave up block kicks. We didn't give up returns, really. But you know, blocked a lot of block punts. Right?
Yeah.
My boy Mike Five leg damn near fell off. But I mean,
more frustrating probably in that sense. Because
yeah.
you all had the number one offense yeah. and defense yes. in the NFL, and the yeah. Falcons certainly don't have
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, just yesterday offensively, you ran the ball. You got 30 carries in. Obviously, you didn't have anybody of the wide receiver position make any damn plays, mm-hmm. make any plays. Kyle had a nice day, except the first time you got to make the catch.
Yep.
I know it's contested, Kyle, but your team needs you to make that play. They need you to make that play, and it was so crazy. You know, I was like, just make it. The defender got it. But make the play. You know, that's just this season. And, you know, obviously they have to run all year long. You know, and Seattle kept gashing them and everything like that. And your season's on the line. And I understand Seattle was going to win the game anyways. But they gassed.
Yeah, it didn't have to be like that.
Like,
it didn't have to be 31-3 in the second
they
half.
They kicked the Falcons' ass up and down
yep.
that field yesterday.
Yep, they hit harder. You could, the pack, like the.
Everything.
Fire, the enthusiasm,
everything.
Just every big play,
everything.
Rally into the ball. Like, yeah, they look like a 10-3 team
yes.
that has big aspirations. And especially in the second half of that game, the Falcons look like a bunch of dudes that know their season's over. And there was some, I don't know, there was some tackles that maybe could have been made in
man.
The second half. That
was just that's what.
Like, what are you doing?
But when
man?
your team is beaten down like them is, man, and you know you know, then you got to turn right around. Short week, go down to Temple, who had a crazy ass loss to the Saints yesterday, which is unbelievable. And you go down there, you might probably gonna get your ass kicked down there. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some changes. As I was thinking about that this morning, Buck, I kept saying, "But why?" It's just one of them things where it's just like, okay,
but
we just don't want to see you in this building anymore.
Yeah,
we don't want to see you in this building anymore. But they
if he fires Marquise Williams today, last week you had all the confidence in the world in him, and then you know what I mean.
I mean, it's weird. Boom.
I suppose if they all get fired today, or whoever, like the main ones get fired today, then it's at least all right. The season's over. Like, playoffs are officially eliminated.
Right.
So we're just going to deliver the message that this is unacceptable, but like, all right,
yeah,
it doesn't save the final. You still got to play. How many more do they have?
Five?
Was it 13? Yeah, four. Okay.
Four more games?
Thank
okay.
God.
Yeah. So go out there, give your best effort, and try to win some games, man. I mean, that's basically what you can do right now, man, because yesterday was just a sign of what this season has been. And for you weren't, in my opinion, we're never going to make the playoffs. But you know, to get your season ended by getting your damn teeth kicked.
Yeah, worst loss they've ever had at Mercedes-Benz.
I mean, they got absolutely beat the hell down.
Yep.
I mean, I saw some fans, saw some bags on their heads in the stands and everything like that. Yeah. Rightfully so, man. Yeah.
No,
you got beat down in a deciding game of your season, and you didn't put up a damn fight. Mm-hmm. Nobody made any plays. Kirk couldn't get the ball, throwing interceptions.
And Mooney did catch a touchdown, by the way. That should have been a touchdown.
I think it was, because I think he was forced out, but still.
I don't think it changes anything.
It don't change anything. But
again, it should have been 10-3 at halftime.
Yes.
Instead, they don't review that for, I don't know if it is reviewable, whatever, but like he got forced out and reestablished himself.
Yes.
Like, that's a touchdown.
Yes.
But then the Falcons do what the Falcons always do. If they have an opportunity to sneak three at the end of the first half, they'll never do it.
Nope.
They'll always choke it away somehow with a bad clock management or a turnover or something. And if the other team has an opportunity to sneak a three,
they will always get that three.
They had no business allowing the Seahawks. They had like 22 seconds to get into field goal range and kick that field goal and make it 6-6 at halftime. Should have been 10-3. It's 6-6. And then, I mean, again, the play that happened to start the second half happens either way.
Yes.
Like, it's just a matter of time at this point until you make a terrible special teams decision. Here's the other crazy part. They did that, and then they finally go down and they get a field goal, and then they immediately kick it out of bounds on the field goal.
Yep.
So they let them start at the 40.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things where, you know.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When it rains, it freaking pours.
Oh, it's pouring.
It is.
They got a roof, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
roof's
man.
Open, and it is pouring.
Yeah, man. Just demoralizing, man. Just, you know. Expectations, and I'm not saying they were great expectations. I know me and you how we stood on this, but we didn't expect this
right here. Yeah, I would never ever say this.
I was kind of a fringe, maybe should go to the playoffs thing, but I did not think it was going to be this damn bad.
Nope,
I did not think that.
It's as bad as it's been.
Yeah, man.
Since the last time it was this bad,
and then we know what happened with that.
Got bad.
Everything changed.
Yeah,
everything changed, and everything's going to change here.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, everything's going to change.
Phone lines are open if you want. Again, no pressure. You know, you guys, it's busy. It's Christmas season. You probably got shopping to do or whatever. But if you'd like to talk about the Falcons on the phones next, 404-726-0929, we will. We can. We will. We'll get back into some of what happened over the college football weekend as well. Also, look, got to celebrate the good stuff. Jalen Johnson is playing at a level right now that has rarely been seen. I know they lost to the Nuggets on Friday. That game was crazy. That was such an entertaining game. And then they beat the hell out of the Wizards yesterday, or Saturday, whatever it was. Jalen Johnson had triple-double in both of them. Crazy. Playing great. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.